天路导向，约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处，来与我们同行吧。亲爱的朋友你好，我是方怡，很高兴我们又能够在天路导向的这个节目当中相聚，也能够一块儿的来学习神的话语，使我们能够站稳信仰的立场，并且不断的长进。这一段日子呢，约瑟夫牧师所讲的专题系列就是十字架 The Cross。 在上一次的节目里面，他从始祖亚当夏娃讲起，他们的犯罪带来了以无辜的动物所流的血来替人赎罪的献祭仪式。其实动物的血不能够真正的为人赎罪，唯有神的羔羊的血才能够洗净人类的罪。所以呢，古代的献祭只不过是耶稣牺牲在十字架上的预表。在以色列人的历史当中，有一件很重要的事，那就是神拯救他们离开埃及为奴之地，去到神所赐的应许之地。那个时候神也是用了羔羊的血，使以色列人不至于遭受灭长子之灾，这就是他们最著名的逾越节。整个的事件记载在旧约圣经出埃及记十一十二这两章里面，出埃及记十一十二这两章。那么今天约瑟夫牧师呢，就是要从耶稣和他的门徒一块儿的吃最后一次的逾越节晚餐的时候，再一次的说明耶稣这一位神的羔羊代替我们死在十字架上的意义。请你带着一颗谦卑感恩的心仔细的来听吧。
Hello, listening friends, we're delighted that you have joined us tonight.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你今天收听我们的节目。
We have been talking about the cross.
我们在讲有关十字架的信息。
We have been talking about the meaning of the cross.
我们讲到十字架的意义。
And the necessity of the cross for salvation.
以及救恩必然要有的十字架。
Today, I want to explain the cross in its historical context.
今天我要从历史的角度来解释十字架。
If you have a Bible, I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 22, beginning at verse 14.
如果你手上有圣经的话，请你翻到路加福音二十二章第十四节的开头。
In this verse, Dr. Luke tells us,
路加医生在这一节经文告诉我们，
There are at least three reasons why Jesus was eagerly wanting to have this last Passover meal with his disciples.
至少有三个理由让耶稣渴望跟他的门徒共度最后一个的逾越节。
First,
第一，
because in Christ the Passover had reached its end.
因为在基督里逾越节将要成为过去。
Secondly,
第二，
because Christ wanted to prepare his disciples for the coming events of the next day.
因为基督要帮助他的门徒来面对第二天将要发生的事。
Thirdly,
第三，
because Jesus wanted to establish this institution of the Lord's Supper for all time and eternity.
因为主耶稣要设立经常性并存到永恒的圣餐制度。
Let's start from the beginning again.
让我们再从头说起。
First, in Christ's cross, the Passover reached its end.
首先，有了基督的十字架，逾越节就要到此为止了。
In Christ's cross, all animal sacrifice have found their true fulfillment.
有了基督的十字架，所有以动物献祭的功效都得以完全。
In Christ's cross, the only blood that will wash away sin for good and forever is His blood alone.
唯有耶稣基督在十字架所流的宝血才可以永远彻底地洗净我们的罪。
In the first Passover,
在第一个逾越节，
Israel turned from being slaves in Egypt to being servants of the living God.
以色列人从在埃及为奴的地位转变成永生神的仆人。
But in the last Passover,
然而在最后一个逾越节
slaves of sin become the sons and daughters of the living God.
罪的奴仆变成了永生神的儿女。
In the first Passover,
在第一个逾越节
The blood of the lamb was sprinkled on the doorposts of the houses of God's people.
羔羊的血洒在神子民房子的门楣上。
But in the last Passover,
然而在最后一个逾越节
the lamb of God sprinkled his own blood on the doorposts of the hearts of all those who trust in him.
神的羔羊把自己的血洒在那些相信他的人心房的门楣上。
In the first Passover,
在第一个逾越节
The angel of death passed by and saw the blood on the doorposts, and they were saved from death.
灭命的天使经过的时候，看见门楣上的血就会越过去，那户人家就可以保全性命。
But in the last Passover,
然而在最后一个逾越节
the angel of death will pass by those who are washed by the blood of the Lamb and cannot touch them.
灭命的天使会越过那些被羔羊的血所洗净的人，绝不会伤害他们。
In the first Passover,
在第一个逾越节
，God's people had to offer sacrifice whether they can afford it or not.
无论神的子民是否能够负担得起，他们必须要献祭。
But in the last Passover,
然而在最后一个逾越节
，Jesus paid the price in full.
主耶稣为我们的罪付出全部的代价。
Listen to what Jesus said.
请听主耶稣说
I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you I shall not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。我告诉你们，我不再吃这筵席，直到成就在神的国里。
The second reason why Jesus was eager to have this Passover meal with them was because he wanted to prepare them for his crucifixion.
耶稣渴望跟他的门徒吃最后一个逾越节的晚餐的第二个原因，他要帮助他们去面对他将被钉十字架的事。
Isn't that just like Jesus who cares?
耶稣就是这样的关心别人。
He always gives us grace to bear what we are about to face before we face it.
在我们要面对困苦以前，他常会先给我们足够的恩典。
We often think of ourselves.
我们常常只关心自己的事。
We say, "How is that going to affect me?"
我们会说，这样对我会有什么影响呢
？How is that going to impact my life?
对我的生命会造成什么冲击呢？
How is that going to hamper my comfort?
会怎么样妨碍我安逸舒适的日子呢
？How is that going to inconvenience me?
会给我带来怎么样的不方便呢
？But not Jesus.
但主耶稣不是这样的。
He thinks of others first, even before we can think of ourselves.
他会先想到别人，甚至在我们顾念自己以前，他已经这么做了。
Here he is, about to hang on the cross.
这时候他快要上十字架了。
But his concerns were their fears.
但是他担心门徒会惧怕。
His concerns were their discouragement.
他担心他们会失望。
His concerns were their confusion.
他担心他们会感到迷惘。
Their concerns were their anxiety.
他担心他们会焦虑。
He said, I was eager to eat this last supper with you before I suffer.
他说我非常渴望在受苦以前跟你们吃这顿最后的晚餐。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully of what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，我要你留心听我将要告诉你的事情。
Jesus gives you enough strength to stand tall before any fear fills your heart.
在任何恐惧冲散你的心以前，主耶稣会给你足够的力量去站起来。
Jesus gives you enough courage to pass through the floods before any anxiety fills your life.
在任何焦虑填满你的生命以前，主耶稣会给你足够的勇气去面对汹涌的波涛。
Jesus gives you enough assurance before you need it.
在你还没有觉察到有需要以前， 主耶稣会给你足够的保证。
He comes to you and he comes to me and he says, I am eager to sup with you and you with me.
他来找你也来找我，他说，我渴望与你共赴筵席。
The third reason why Jesus wanted to eat this last Passover meal with them was to establish this memorial for time and eternity.
耶稣非常渴望跟门徒吃最后一个逾越节晚餐的第三个原因，是要设立一个永恒的、长久的纪念仪式。
There are some people who come to the Lord's Supper as pure habitual rituals.
有人因着传统的、洁净的礼仪来守圣餐。
There are others who treat the Lord's Supper in a mystical and magical way.
有人把圣餐看得很神秘、不可思议。
There are yet some others who see it as totally unnecessary.
也有人觉得圣餐是完全无关痛痒的。
But the Lord's intention of instituting this ordinance is that we may be reminded of the enormity of our sin and what cost God to save us from our sins.
但是主设立这项圣礼的目的是要提醒我们，我们的罪有多大，而神为我们的罪所付出的代价是多么沉重。
A friend tells a story of how when he was a young boy, he was growing up on a farm along a side dirt road.
有一个朋友讲了一个故事，他小时候住在一个农庄，旁边有一条泥路。
And he said it was only on rare occasions that would an automobile pass by.
他说只是在很偶尔的情况下才有汽车经过。
But one day, as his younger brother was crossing the road on his brand new bike,
但是有一天，他的小弟弟踏着一辆全新的脚踏车横过这条路时，
a car came roaring down in a nearby hill and struck the boy and killed him.
有一辆汽车从不远的山坡上风驰下来，竟把孩子撞死了。
My friend tells later, when his father picked up this mangled and twisted bike, he heard him sob out aloud for the first time in his life.
后来我的朋友告诉我，当他父亲拾起那辆毁坏压扁了的脚踏车就放声大哭，我的朋友从来没有听过他父亲哭得那么厉害。
His father carried that mangled bike and placed it in a barn in a spot that they seldom used.
他父亲把那辆毁坏了的脚踏车放在谷仓一个他们很少使用的角落里。
His father's terrible sorrow eased with the passing of time, but for the rest of his life, whenever he saw that bike, tears streamed down his face.
随着时间消逝，他父亲的伤痛逐渐减轻，但在他有生之年，每一次看见那辆脚踏车，都会泪如雨下。
My friend said that since that experience, I have often prayed, Lord, keep the memory of your substitutionary death on the cross as fresh as that to me.
我的朋友说，从那件事以后，我常常祈求神，每次当我想到你代替我们的罪死在十字架上时，都让我有同样深刻的感受。
And every time that we participate at that memorial supper, our hearts must be stricken as if Jesus only went to the cross yesterday.
每一次当我们守圣餐的时候，我们的心都忧伤难过，就如同主耶稣是在昨天才被钉十字架的。
Never let communion be a service of mere formality or mere ritual or mere tradition.
永远不要让圣餐礼流于形式，只不过是一种礼仪或传统。
In that last Passover, Jesus said, "Remember that my body was mangled and torn, so that you may be made whole."
在最后的逾越节晚餐上，主耶稣说：“要如此纪念，我的身体受到损伤和毁坏，为要叫你们得以完全。”
Remember that my blood was gushed out, so that you will be cleansed and redeemed.
要纪念我所流出的宝血，为要叫你们罪得赦免，并且得着救赎。
Look at how the disciples reacted to his loving and caring explanation of the cross.
看看那些门徒，主耶稣向他们说明他在十字架上所表达的爱和关切，他们有什么回应呢？
Judas betrayed him.
犹大出卖他。
Peter denied him.
彼得不承认他。
Thomas doubted him.
多马怀疑他。
And they all fled and ran away.
他们全都落荒而逃。
And yet all of those who failed him and repented were fully restored.
但是所有得罪主而又悔改的，他们的生命都得到完全的重整。
Only Judas, who had guilt without repentance.
只有犹大知道有罪却没有悔改。
Only Judas, who had conviction without confession.
只有犹大虽受到良心的指责却没有认罪。
Only Judas, who had remorse without surrender.
只有犹大虽懊悔却不肯降服。
Only Judas became lost, but all of the others were restored because they repented.
只有犹大是失丧的，其他全都得着生命的重整，因为他们认罪悔改。
Now some of you today may be feeling that you may have failed the Lord in your life.
现在可能有人感到在自己的生命中曾经让主耶稣失望。
Or you may have failed your family.
或者你曾经让你的家人失望。
Or you may have failed your friends.
或者你曾经让你的朋友失望。
I am here to tell you on the authority of the Word of God that God is ready to forgive you whenever you genuinely repent and are willing to be restored.
我凭着神话语的权柄告诉你，只要你真心认罪悔改，并愿意得着生命的重整，神就会赦免你的罪。
Will you make this day to be a day of repentance?
今天你就愿意认罪悔改吗？
But I don't want you to miss the root cause of the disciples' failure.
千万不要忽略了当年门徒失败的根源。
I hope you can learn from it.
我盼望你可以从中学习功课。
The root cause of the disciples failing the Lord is to be found in Luke 22:24.
我们可以在路加福音22章第24节看到门徒失败的根源。
A dispute arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest.
门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算伟大？
You see, the root cause of failure is self-centeredness.
你看，失败的根源就是自我中心。
The root cause of pain is when you want success without paying the price.
痛苦的根源在于只要得到成功而不愿付出代价。
Jesus had just told the disciples all about the cross.
耶稣刚刚告诉门徒有关十字架的事。
And what were they thinking about?
然而他们在想什么呢？
Jockeying for position.
排挤他人，以谋取有利的地位。
Focusing on their own ambitions.
专注于自己的野心。
Angling to push their program.
不择手段地推销自己的计划。
Now this is almost a caricature.
这几乎就是一幅讽刺的图画。
Which reminds me of a true story that happened in a company that was in deep financial trouble.
这使我想起一个真实的故事，跟一家陷入经济危机的公司有关。
The management got all the employees together to explain to them the situation.
公司的领导召集了所有下属，向他们解释公司的情况。
After the president and the senior vice president delineated to the employees how it is a matter of days before they will shut down the doors of the company.
当总裁和副总裁指出公司快要倒闭，且会是日内就要发生的事。
The room became filled with intense emotions, and finally the president asked if there are any questions.
房间里充满了激动的情绪，最后总裁问个人还有什么问题没有。
One employee raised her hand and asked a question.
一位职员举手发问。
Why doesn't the coffee catering wagon come to our office anymore?
为什么那辆售卖零食的小货车不再来我们公司了呢？
This is too sad to be funny.
情况已经够糟了，这实在不是开玩笑的时候。
It is a similar type of situation here in the upper room in Luke 22:24.
然而在路加福音22章第24节所记载的，当时在那间楼房里所发生的事，几乎就是同样的情况。
Jesus had just finished speaking with deep pathos about his coming suffering.
主耶稣刚跟他们语重心长地述说他将要受的苦难。
He had just told them why he became eager to eat the last Passover with them.
他刚告诉他们为什么他那么渴望跟他们吃最后逾越节的晚餐。
And their argument was, who is going to be number one?
他们却在争论谁该做头，谁最大。
Have you ever asked yourself, how can Jesus put up with such immaturity and insults?
你有没有问过主耶稣怎么能容忍门徒这么不成熟以及对主的侮辱呢？
The same way he puts up with so much immaturity and insults from us today.
同样，他今天也是这么样的容忍我们的不成熟和对他的侮辱。
Instead of focusing on the gospel, they complain and murmur and criticize and dwell on their selfish ambitions.
他们一味的埋怨、诉苦和论断，让自己陷在自私的野心中，而没有专注于主的福音。
Just think with me for a minute.
请跟我一起想一想。
Here he is at the eve of his death.
这时候正是主耶稣死亡的前夕。
Here he is at the eve of the day that will change the world.
第二天他就要扭转整个世界。
Here he is at the eve of the day that will change the eternal destiny of millions of people.
这时候正是他将改变千万人永恒归宿的前夕。
And what they were arguing about?
这些门徒在争论什么呢？
Self-prominence.
高举自我。
Well, think of the condition of the church today.
我们想一想今天教会的光景。
It is riddled with political factions.
充斥着结党纷争。
It is rife with political struggle.
权力斗争的白热化。
It's flooded with egotistical immaturity.
弥漫着不成熟的自我主义。
It's cluttered with an agenda that is irrelevant to the gospel.
排满了跟福音无关的工作和活动。
And it's filled with contrary teaching.
又充满了互相矛盾的教导。
All of this instead of caring for the lost, the gospel, and the preaching of it.
却忽略了关心失丧的灵魂和传福音的工作。
Just look around you.
仅看看你的周围。
The world is getting into serious trouble and courting disaster.
世界正面对种种严重的问题，并且危机四伏。
And the Christians are like this secretary who was complaining about the coffee wagon when the company was going down the drain.
基督徒就像那位秘书一样，当公司面临倒闭的时刻，他还在埋怨临时小货车没有来兜售。
I pray that God will give you a passion for the gospel today.
我祈求神今天就赐给你传福音的热诚。
Because the world is in the deepest moral crisis of its history, and yet Christians don't seem to care.
因为世界正处于有史以来最严重的道德危机，基督徒却显得漠不关心。
Millions of people around the world are dying every day and going to hell, and what are we doing?
每一天，全世界有上百万的人死亡，堕入地狱，而我们做些什么呢？
We are sidetracked by our selfish ambitions.
我们自顾不暇，忙着发展自己的野心。
We are sidetracked by trivia and superficiality.
我们自顾不暇被肤浅琐碎的事吸引。
And Satan loves to get us sidetracked by our own wants and desires instead of the cause of Christ.
撒旦总爱利用我们的需求和欲望来转移我们的注意力，以致我们忽略了主耶稣。
Satan loves to get us focused on the unimportant and the unnecessary instead of the cause of the gospel.
撒旦总爱误导我们去关心不必要的事物，以致我们忽略了福音的需要。
Satan loves to get us detracted from what is lasting to what is passing.
撒旦总爱诱惑我们从永恒的价值转向过眼云烟。
Think with me just for a minute, our listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请你跟着我想一想。
The disciples were scrambling about who was the greatest, and Jesus, who is the greatest of all, was about to be put on a mock trial and killed like a criminal.
主耶稣是至高者，快要像犯人般受到嘲弄的审判和被处死刑，门徒竟还在争论谁做头，谁最大。
Can you not see the irony here?
你看这是多么荒谬吗？
Listen to what Jesus said to them in Luke 22:27.
请听主耶稣在路加福音22章第27节跟他们所说的。是谁为大？是坐席的呢？ 是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
In effect, he is saying to them, true greatness is not in eloquent words.
事实上他要告诉他们，真正的伟大不在于能言善辩。
True greatness is not in brilliant ideas.
真正的伟大不是出色的见解。
True greatness is not accommodating to the world's pressure.
真正的伟大不是跟世界妥协。
True greatness is not who sits at the head of the table.
真正的伟大不是那些在宴会里做首席的上宾。
True greatness is not even those who sit at the table, but those who serve at the table.
真正的伟大甚至不是那些做筵席的，而是那些服侍别人的。
I hear the Lord to be saying to you today,
我听见主今天对你说，
I earnestly desire to have fellowship with you.
我诚恳地盼望能跟你互相交流。
I earnestly desire for you to serve me and my kingdom.
我诚恳地盼望你来侍奉我和我的国。
I earnestly desire for you to follow my plan, not your own.
我诚恳地盼望你实行我的计划，而不是你自己的计划。
I earnestly desire for you to obey my program, not yours.
我诚恳地盼望你遵从我的方案，而不是你自己的方案。
I earnestly desire for you to follow my vision, not yours.
我诚恳地盼望你跟随我的意向，而不是你自己的意向。
What will your response be?
你会怎么样回答呢？
Will you ask which side of the table I'll sit at?
你是否会问我将坐在桌子的哪一个位置呢？
Will you ask what is in it for me?
你是否会问我可以得到什么好处呢？
Or would you say, where you lead me, I will follow?
或者你说，无论你带领我到哪儿，我都会跟随。
It is my prayer that your response would be, here I am, send me, Lord.
我祈祷你的回应是，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
感谢神借着约瑟夫牧师向我们发出呼吁，对于耶稣基督为我们舍身流血的大爱，我们应该怎么样的回应他呢？但愿我们不再是一心一意的为自己打算，只想到自己的利益、自己的欲望。主耶稣在最后晚餐的时候对他的门徒所表达的心意，也是对今天愿意信靠他、跟随他的人所说的。你和我都听见了吗？今天我们不再过逾越节，我们纪念耶稣在十字架上受苦死亡，也庆贺他三天后从死里复活。这是我们得救的根据，也是我们对永恒有盼望的基础，是神赐给人类最伟大的救恩。朋友，我真心的盼望你已经得到了，同时你也愿意向神回应你对他的爱与感谢。今天我们就只能暂时停在这儿，下次约瑟夫牧师要继续的来讲十字架的信息，请你不要错过，也欢迎你来信和我们联系，诉说你的心得，并且提出你的疑问。我的名字叫方怡，感谢你的收听，下次节目时间再会。